Blog Talk Radio.
Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 325 shows and counting. And this is just so wonderful to have this radio platform, everyone, to bring all these animal lovers, animal advocates. The former guests, can't thank them enough. They're all amazing, stepping up to the plate to, you know, to take action to make the lives and future for animals better. And I want to give a big shout out to all you animal advocates out there, a big standing ovation for all you're doing and being relentless and not giving up, you know, helping to make these animals live comfortably in peace and happiness, treated with dignity and respect. Animal activists, animal advocates, animal lovers, animal organizations, a big shout out to all of you. I mean, it's all the work you're doing, even all the volunteers, a big shout out to them. Animal cross posters helping bring animals' lives to safety and to get fostered or adopted. I mean, it's so heartwarming what you're doing and how each one of you is taking the time and effort to make these animals' lives so much better. All the animals, they cannot thank us, but we see it when their lives and futures change for the better, when they're living in happiness and treated with dignity and respect and running with freedom. That's what all the animals, they so well deserve out there. So please, everyone, and, you know, whatever you can do, every effort counts out there. Contacting your state legislators, you know, call them, email them, write letters, meet in person, fax them. I mean, whatever you can do to make their lives better for these laws. Coming up in 2022 here in Florida, we got Dillon's Law coming up. It died this year. Also, Ali's Law that died in legislation this year, and amendment to Pounce's Law. So we're all going to try for that again and bring the guests back on, try some representatives and senators that's going to come on the show, and that's happening in 2022, okay? So we got to not give up, because once we give up, we automatically lose. And if we stand still, the problems get worse. So we're in it for change. We're in it for teamwork, and it takes teamwork to see any victories, for all of us to get to do the victory dance and the goals are achieved. So let's keep, you know, working strong together, and that's what it takes. Because when we want to see change, we got to take action. So all you animal advocates out there, activists, animal lovers, keep it up, because they're a great inspiration to all of us and what you're doing. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Never give up hope. Don't give in. Don't give up. Okay, and just over a couple of things on the show. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. And that's Marty Oakey. I want to give a big shout out to her. She is the producer and host on TS Radio Network, where Voices Carry for Animals originated from June of 2014. And she was one that got it started and helped me out on my own on the 164th show. And went on my own. We're still friends and great team players. And please check her out. Her network, she's got some hot topics also on TS Radio Network. And you can find those from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. And in the right-hand corner, if you press follow, it's under blog stats. It will alert you in your primary email every time there's a podcast coming up for either Voices Carry for Animals or TS Radio Network. She stands a lot of, you know, against elder abuse, guardianship abuse. There's this list of them. She's got some great hosts going on there. So please try to visit. A big shout out to Marty Oakley. A big hug for all she's doing. Very strong voice out there. Over 12 years on the radio. And she is a great inspiration to all, giving us hope to carry on. And just the one, a couple more things. This show is, you can listen in worldwide. I will be taking calls at the latter part of the show, probably around 7:30. And that number is area code 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue, press 1 and let me know you want to speak. And just try to refrain from any noises or, you know, conversations, TVs, radios in the background, and you're more welcome to come on board. Just try to, you know, be respectful to the guests and to, you know, to the audience. That's all I ask. And, you know, we're going to have another great show this evening. And so, you know, if you come in late on any of these shows, you can always go back and listen to them, and all of them, 325 shows this evening. Just go to PPJ Gazette online and on the search Voices Carry for Animals, or you could put my name in, Debbie Dahmer. You could put in also Animal Advocates Radio. They'll pop up, or a TS Radio Network. There'll be a lot more links. But you can always go back, share, and listen 24/7, 365 days a year. So you can get this radio platform is awesome, everyone. And thank you all for such a success, for all you listeners out there, and all these guests coming from all over the United States or America, and some of them out of the country also. So thank you all for making it happen. And we're going to even go farther than that. We're helping the animals out. We're not just sitting here spinning our wheels. We could talk all we want to about this, discuss it, but unless we take action, we're not going anywhere. So please take that action. Call your legislators, area code 202-224-3121. And that is area code 202-224-3121. And just give your zip code during business hours and ask to speak to your senator or your representative, and leave, you know, try to be professional and polite to them. And then you can go from there, you know, ask for a constituent bill proposal form, fill it out, return it, email it, mail it, and get it back as soon as possible. Get and be a part of legislation while you're there. But I want to go ahead with the show. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals on live podcast every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. listening worldwide, everyone, and you can listen to by phone or internet. So I'll be, like I said, I'll be taking calls the later part of the show. And, you know, everyone do your part. Teamwork matters. Teamwork is so important. You need it in everything. I mean, all these big animal organizations out there, big shout out to them for all they're doing, all the volunteers making it happen, making it a better world to live in for the animals. But I want to go ahead and bring my guest on. I want to welcome her back. Her name is Shauna Shurek, and she's the founder of Wildwood Farm Sanctuary and Preserve. Hello, Shauna. How are you this evening? Welcome back. This is wonderful.
Hi, Derry. Thanks for having me back on your show. It's great to be back.
Hey, no problem. I love it, you know. Yes. We see how much progress. And this show, ladies and gentlemen, is a happy one. I mean, we have, you know, the shows that's in need, the animals in need and distress. But here's one, another one has progress and heartwarming. And, I mean, it's just so uplifting. But, Shauna, you could go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself, refresh the audience's memory, and how you got started and what your goals are, because this is wonderful what you are doing. This is amazing. But go right ahead.
Oh, well, thank you, Debbie. Hi. Yeah, I am Shauna Shurek. I am the founder of Wildwood Farm Sanctuary and Preserve. We are a 501c3 nonprofit farm animal rescue and sanctuary and nature preserve located in Newburgh, Oregon. And the sanctuary is located on about 100 acres of an original 200-acre farm that my family has worked since the 1930s. So part of it is now a farm animal sanctuary. The other part of it is an actual farm. We grow hay for our animals. And I've been doing the sanctuary, since about 2012. And I also am a licensed veterinary technician. I've been a veterinary technician, large animal veterinary technician, since 1994. So I started out quite a while ago working with farm animals. And before that, growing up on my grandparents' farm as a kid, we had lots of farm animals, cows, chickens, goats. So I got to learn how wonderful farm animals are, work with them, and then chose to become a veterinary technician. So I've always been involved with animal rescues and working with animals since I was a kid. And one of the things I love to do out on the farm is not only just be around the farm animals, but also rescue wild baby birds and wild animals. And so I also became a licensed wildlife rehabber in the 90s, and I really enjoyed that. I worked with the local Portland Audubon Society for many years, really liked doing that. So when the chance came up to open up a sanctuary on my grandparents' farm, I did it. It was always a dream, and it started out very small with a couple chickens here and there and wanting to help out and also doing something good with the veterinary skills that I had, because I'd been a tech for a long time and just wanted to branch out into volunteer. And I had always done volunteer work for other organizations, but really just thought it was time to start my own. So that's what I did on my grandparents' farm, and we've been doing it ever since.
That is wonderful. I mean, that is so uplifting and so inspirational what you're doing. And everyone, look at the website and the Facebook page. And Shauna, give a big shout out to you and all the ones involved with helping these animals. A big shout out to everyone out there and the staff, the volunteers, because I've looked at the photos on Facebook and also the website. And there, you see these animals that us normally don't get in contact with. And getting close with them and hanging out with them and petting them. And it is just so inspiring. And it's so, and everyone, if you can, visit the website and the Facebook page. Press like, see how you can help out. You know, share it. You know, share the website. And if any donations you can do, that would be wonderful. Because you're using the money meaningfully. You know, you're not just, you know, wasting or anything. So, Lashana, can't thank you enough for all you're doing. And it's just so
inspiring. Thank you,
Jeffrey,
for having me on here. Well, I can't take all the credit. Wildwood is run entirely on with volunteers. They are the ones that run the organization. We have a great board members that run Wildwood, and we also have a great advisory board. So we've definitely grown throughout the years, but I couldn't do it without all the people that basically do all the work for volunteering. So we have like two or three volunteers out there every single day taking care of our animals, and some of our volunteers have been with us way back from when we started. And I have to say, they probably know our animals better than I do, and I trust our volunteers and the people that help us out, and they're the ones that show up week after week, sometimes a couple times a week, to take care of the animals. And some of them drive over an hour to get to our sanctuary multiple times a week, and so it's them that I need to thank them, that people should know.
that's so sweet of you. Yeah, because you inspire them to keep going. You give them a sense that when they're recognized, and everybody should be recognized as doing the standing ovation, a big clap. I mean, because it's amazing what they're doing, not getting close to the animals and making sure their lives are better. Because the animals there, there's some that have been abused and neglected, so they're getting rehabilitation. You know, so when they get there. And everyone, if you see these photos, they are just, they're so, they'll bring you, look at them and say, wow, I wish all animals were treated like this, you know, and live like this.
Right. They deserve it.
Yes, a beautiful atmosphere. They live free from fear and anxiety and free from abuse and neglect and torture. I mean, it's all comfortable there. It's their own heaven there. You know, they love it. And you can tell by the photos, you know. I mean, it just looks so happy. Wow. It's amazing.
That's what we want to do, is we want to give them the best lives possible, because most of our animals, we have about 100, have arrived from really horrific situations, hoarding cases. Some we get from animal shelters. They've been dumped. Just really, really horrible cases, or we work with other sanctuaries in different states that have done large rescues and they need a place to go. So we work with other sanctuaries. And so, I would say, you know, we have a couple animals that have, you know, lifelong permanent disabilities, and our volunteers are out there working with them every day, making sure the animals are comfortable and assessing them if they need more extra veterinary care. So yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's the animal's home, and it's whatever they want. We believe in spoiling them, just like your dogs and cats. There's really no difference, and that's one thing working at a veterinary hospital is I realized is, we'd work with farm animals and dogs and cats at the same time. And, you know, we'd have, so there, and I just got to see how, well, they're similar. They're very much alike, dogs and cats. And maybe, you know, the cows are obviously much larger, but they still have the same emotions and feelings as your dog and cat that comes in your house. And so a lot of people don't see that. And we hope that people can see that when they come out to Wildwood. So
yeah, I mean, they can do everything like us, and they have feelings. You know, they suffer with pain. They see, they smell, they eat, they hear, walk, talk, you know, they're just talking in another language, and they move and everything. So, you know, we got to give all these animals a chance. And if everybody would open their hearts, two animals, the bond is so beautiful. I mean, getting close with them. And it's a lot of the animals I see in you in photos with, you got close with them and pet them. And they come right up to you. You know, they're right next to you. And that is awesome, you know. That is a cow. Yeah. I mean, I see you sitting with the turkeys. I mean, it is, I looked at it, I was like, check her out, you know. I was like, this is so beautiful. Love is beautiful,
turkeys
isn't
are
it?
Amazing. I have to say,
wow.
Debbie, turkeys are amazing. They are so sweet, and any opportunity that a turkey has to come sit in your lap and cuddle, they'll do it. And I have to say, the people that visit our sanctuary are most just in awe of our turkeys and how so many people have never even seen, been in the same area as a turkey, let alone have one cuddle with them. And so it can be very life-changing. And hopefully by cuddling a turkey, they'll want to live their life differently. And but it's amazing. It's amazing interactions. And we've had kids come out to our sanctuary who, you know, they've never even been around farm animals, and they just can't believe it how sweet the animals are, you know, just like their dogs and cats. So we're not only a farm animal rescue organization, we're probably mostly an educational organization. Our goal is to educate the public to become more compassionate and learn from the animals. So they're the best teachers.
Yes, and I'd love to hear when, you know, the children agree, because that's where they need to start to treat, you know, animals with dignity and respect. All animals, not just certain ones. And when they learn, they usually go into their adulthood and they treat them with dignity and respect too, you know. So we all have to look at it and say, hey, you know, start the children out young. They should come place to have field trips to, you know, farm sanctuaries or horses, or even where the shelters is for the dogs and cats. You know, get acquainted with them, because not all children have pets at home. So, you know, it's good to get close with them, learn about them, and I hope one day there's more education in schools about it, because animals are part of our everyday life on this earth. You know, we all share this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. So they should be treated, you know, fairly, dignity and respect, and just the education is right there, Shauna. I mean, it's there, and it needs to be there. Because the more we educate ourselves, yes. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree. No, I agree. And it's not only, you know, there are so many other ways to educate them. The shock value, because when we have groups or kids come out to the sanctuary, you know, we want to have a positive experience, adults and kids. And so, you know, tell them horrific stories, or, like, you know, make them feel badly if they're not vegan. I mean, it's one step at a time. And also mentioning that there are many other options out there, vegan items to replace animal products. And so, I mean, change is hard for everybody, unless we're born or raised in a vegan household. So I think it, you know, there's a combination of meeting the animals and then saying, hey, have you tried this oat milk instead? Oh, okay. And so, you know, and when you come out to a farm sanctuary, you're not expected to be shocked or horrified. We don't want that. We want people to make their decision in many, many different ways. And, you know, we have people that come out, we have people that are vegan for the environment, and we advocate becoming vegan for the environment and the animals. And so we reach people in a multitude of different ways. And it's a wonderful experience.
Okay, Shauna?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was taking a call, and I'm trying to get him connected. That's calling in.
Okay.
But we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that in a few minutes, though. I was going to do it at 7:30. So the caller from area code 774, I couldn't connect with you. So if you want to come on air, I'll bring you on in a few minutes, okay? Just everyone be patient. And, Shauna, we got another packed house tonight, which is great. And nobody be shy, okay, to come on air because nobody sees you. It's not like we're on
TV.
I'll
ask you any questions. You can ask me any questions.
Yep. If so, if you have any comments or questions for Shauna, you're more than welcome to call in and be a part of the show. I mean, it's wonderful, this platform. I was telling Shauna before the show, it's great having this, you know. I see a lot of victories coming through. I can't take credit, but when I'm involved, I know I'm not spinning my wheels. And all these amazing guests and callers and audience making it happen. Animal advocates coming under one roof. I mean, it's wonderful. So if you want to call in and, you know, speak to the guests, you're more than welcome. And please show dignity and respect. Or you will get hung up on. And out of the 325 shows, I've only had it up like three times. Isn't that great?
Oh, boy.
I know. I wish I didn't have none, but that was good, you know, because it was like a, I don't know. I don't put up with it, though, you know, so that's one thing about it. You know, you got to, humans, it doesn't cost anything in this world, not a dime, to be kind or nice to a human or animal, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, nothing.
Be kind to each other.
Yes.
Be kind to each other.
Okay, Shauna, we've got a caller. Area code 774. You're live and on air. You have any comments or questions for Shauna? Go right ahead. Can you hear me? I'm having a problem with them connecting. Now, you press 1 in the queue. That means you want to speak to the guest. But I'll try again in a few minutes, okay? Anybody else want to call in and speak to Shauna Shurik, the founder of Wildwood Farm Sanctuary and Preserve? So call in 310-982-4270. Press 1, you'll be in the queue, and I will get to you ASAP. And just try to refrain from any noises in the background. Area code 774, I'm trying to, I don't know if this audio, I can't connect with you. But go ahead, Shauna. You want to give out, we're going to get on the topic up here, everyone, on the, what is going about the sanctuaries in the age of climate change. Their sanctuary and many others had to deal with the new normal of heat waves and wildfire dangers. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Sean. You want to go ahead and tell us what's going on? Because these wildfires are all they're devastating, even the heat waves. Because
So we're in Oregon, and, you know, in the past, when you tell people you live in Oregon, they're like, oh, it rains all the time, and it's cold all the time, and, you know, but things are really changing here. I lived my whole life here, and the amount of unseasonably hot days we're having it's insane. We've had, all summer it's been over 90 degrees. And we're having water issues out here in Newburgh, Oregon. But just the whole overall climate, it's just crazy. Like, we've had some crazy ice storms out here. And mostly it's been the heat. And it's been so bad that we've been on alert for wildfires from June on. And that was so unheard of, you know, in the past 10 years even. And so last year was really really bad. I believe it was September. There were some really big wildfires going on around in Oregon, and there was a couple pretty close to us. And I know some other sanctuaries around the area actually had to evacuate. And that's been unheard of in the past. I mean, you know, it's always been, unfortunately, fires in California, but now we're starting to see them in Oregon, in Newburgh, Oregon. And we are surrounded by forests also, so we have a preserve, and you know, it started to dry out really fast in June when normally things wouldn't be completely dried out until August or this time. And so Last year was pretty hectic. There wasn't a lot of sleep going on. We were on wildfire watch, and it really put into perspective of, you know, setting up new policies, somebody being on call all the time, creating a chain, a phone call chain if, you know, volunteers are needed to evacuate animals. We have had to raise funds for an emergency evacuation van, work with the local fairgrounds to make sure we have a place to go to evacuate all of our animals if needed. Just things like that. It's just a whole nother level of preparedness. And we don't even know what to expect come winter time for there's going to be enough rain. But, yeah, the weather, the climate is just doing some crazy things, and it's really, really scary. So, like I said, I've lived in Oregon my whole life, and I remember thinking that I just wanted to be sunny the summers. And now we want it to rain. We want cooler weather, and it's really, really hard on the animals. And like I said, we've had to redo quite a few of our enclosures and update it with fans and outdoor enclosures. And we have a sanctuary hospital with air conditioning. So when it got up to, it was 115 degrees back, I believe it was, and that's the hottest I think it's ever been out here. And we had to take a bunch of our special needs animals and put them in our hospital rooms. We had volunteers come and evacuate them to take them to their houses. It was just like nothing we've seen before. And so, yeah, it's a real eye-opener. And a lot of other sanctuaries in the area have had to do the same thing, update their emergency preparedness, make contacts, you know, if we need to take in animals from another sanctuary evacuating. It's a whole new thing to worry about. So,
yeah, I know they're scary. I mean, just seeing them on the news, you know, and just what they're, how scared these animals must be living in fear, you know, and it's got to be. I mean, look at California, how many fires they've had, seem to hit every year, you know, and there's animals involved there. And when there's hurricanes, there's animals out there living. So, and in the hot weather, so whatever we could do to bring them to safety and care about them and not put them on the back burner, because they're all lives matter, including all the animals. And they got it rough out there sometimes, you know. So we got to do what we can do to let them live in comfort. I mean, out here in Florida, you know, we get these hurricanes, you know, coming every summer. And sometimes they don't hit in Florida. But still, we get, you know, the warnings and the watches and bad storms, and it's scary, you know. So
we've even had some tornadoes in Oregon here, which is just crazy. Tornado watches, and so things are just really scary out there right now. And people have always asked me, how can they help the sanctuaries? And it's, you know, get in contact with us or any local sanctuary and get on their list of volunteers and become a person that sanctuary can call when the time is needed for evacuation. Or even just when it got to be 150 degrees, you know, we needed extra fans, or we needed people to come out and bring frozen fruit, frozen watermelon to cut up to give the animals. And that was all night long. I think it was for two nights we had to have somebody out there. Just, it wouldn't cool down. I mean, and so we take in, many of our animals are from factory farms, and they already have health conditions, which makes it hard for them to deal with the heat. So they require special care.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all this is, floods are a nightmare. Earthquakes, hurricanes, you know. Fires, this whole list of stuff here, extreme hot weather, you know, bad thunderstorms and lightning. I mean, this list is huge. The thing, you know, tornadoes. I mean, look at the Haiti, what just happened there, the earthquake. And I mean, I think 2010, that was the last one that hit, you know, so. And then, you know, with the
Louisiana,
look what happened there just recently with the Hurricane Ida. And it's just so, it's scary is what it is. I mean, and with these animals running around out there like this, we have to watch out for them. Because you know that they're scared. And because I know I get scared when there's a hurricane on the way.
Right. Not only you have to, you know, you want to keep yourself safe, but also the animals depend on us. And, you know, there's no way for them to escape. And they can become very frightened in certain situations. And so it's important to remain calm for them and have a plan. Because if you wait till a disaster happens, you're going to really wish you had a plan. So we've seen that. We've seen that happen. So it's definitely set into place some new policies. And just having all our volunteers on board and giving a shout out and knowing it's heartwarming that people want to help. And it's just it can be in little ways with supplying food for the sanctuary or, like I said, cutting up frozen watermelon or volunteering to take a few animals, smaller animals into your home where nice air conditioning. So there's lots of ways people can help. And we really depend on those volunteers and just the public to help. So.
Oh yeah. Whatever, anybody, every effort counts out there. You know I leave two bowls of water out for the wildlife and make sure they get fresh water. You know, you got to think about the squirrels and the raccoons and all them. You know, and a bird feeder, you know, so the bird feeder, it's so cute. The squirrels and the birds will go after, you know, so it's very touching. And there's two of the neighbors that also have bird feeders, you know, got them going. So that was a good thing,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a chain reaction.
It's not only the birds, Debbie, but it's the bees and the butterflies.
Yes.
They'll come down.
Yes.
They'll come down to a bird bath. But the best thing, you know, since we're a nature preserve, also we have lots of wildlife, and I keep bird baths full and water buckets full. And we have deer that come down in the yard, and they actually have seen them drinking from the bird bath. And for bees and butterflies, it's better for them if you can, you know, spray down a little area, like a cool area of your yard, because they like mostly mud. They like to get their water that way. So there's different ways you can help the wildlife. And we have multiple streams on our property that are now all dried up. And those streams used to fill back up with water around October, but the last few years there's been no water in our streams till late November. And I've seen the changes over many, many years from being a kid out there. You know, we'd find salamanders and frogs, and the streams would be full of water by October. And just little by little, just the whole area has changed. It's dry, and the animals are suffering. The wildlife is suffering. So even just putting out a little bowl of water at night, it'll help with little nocturnal animals and keeping your bird bath full and creating those wet areas for the pollinators to drink from. So there's all kind of things you can do. You don't have to live on a sanctuary or a wildlife preserve just in your backyard. The animals appreciate it.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And thanks for giving the audience those, you know, I mean, because it's great to know how far you can go. I mean, just thinking about these animals and everything. And the ones that's out there all the time because, you know, they don't get on inside of a home like we live. You know, so they're out in the wild. And there's a lot of things they have to face. And those animals at that sanctuary, you wish all elephants were going to a sanctuary, the tigers, you know, the bears, all of them. And, you know, and brought to safety, not used as, you know, in circuses and zoos. They need their freedom. You know, they don't have a choice. So we have to make it better for them. Oh, and Shauna, did you want to give your website out and also your Facebook page to the audience? And please, everyone, you know, take a meaningful time and check it out. It's awesome. Anything I give on this show. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, wildwoodfarmsanctuary.org is our website. Wildwood Farm Sanctuary and Preserve, sorry, to correct myself. And we also are on Instagram, and we have a Facebook page. So, you know, we have many people ask us, since COVID, we have not been able to do any activities or events, but we still encourage people to follow us on our website and social media. We're hoping to possibly open back up, and we will update people on the social media about the changes. But yeah, it's been tough since COVID, but luckily we have some great volunteers. But any news or if you'd like to donate, you can donate through our website. That's very much appreciated. Like I said, we're all donation-based. We all do this because we want to do it, and we have quite a few animals that need some pretty vital care, health care issues going on. So any way you can give, but also just sharing our Instagram page or sharing our Facebook page, that's what really helps getting the word out there that we're here. So
yes, sharing is caring. That's all. That's
yes.
So true too. You know, press that share button, the like button, don't get no justice, everyone. You can
right,
have the ha-ha,
right.
Or you know, the
right.
Thumbs up. But that,
yeah, and it's
that
algorithm. The algorithm,
yep,
gets us lost, too. It's the algorithm of Facebook. So, you know, people, if they don't like or share our content, then we kind of get buried in, you know, down under Facebook somewhere. So sharing is the best way to keep our organization visible on social media. So, and we usually try to post a couple times a day updates on the animals, or if we have any new animals. We have some new roosters we took in about a month ago, and we took in six new hens. In fact, I have six hens in the back of my car right now. That's where I'm calling from.
That's,
I was
awesome,
taking them for,
yeah,
veterinarian exam. And thank you for letting me do this from my car. So I have three hens with me right now. There's Tina, Gray Girl, and Hey Hey that just had their wellness exams at the Avian Medical Center. So we have some new birds that we've just taken in, and so you can keep up to date on stories of our current residents and any new precious things we take in. So we'll update.
Oh, that's
you that.
Awesome. And they're in the car with you. Give them a pet
they
on the head for them.
They are. They're adorable. So they're pretty quiet right now. I think they're just listening to me. I hear them cluck a little bit every once in a while, but it would be totally different if they were roosters. There'd be a lot of crowing going on. So the girls are pretty quiet right now, thankfully. So they're just listening. But we have the air conditioning on, and we're just enjoying being on the show. And yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, give a pat on the head and say, hey, we're talking about all you farm animals, and you know, putting you to the spotlight.
If they could say thank you, I'm sure if they could speak right now, they would. So
they're being real quiet.
They are. Well, they've had a busy day. We started out pretty early and went to the vets, and we have a wonderful avian veterinarian, and she knows all of our birds really, really well. And so we love working with her, and she's just great. It's the Avian Medical Center in Lake Oswego. They're wonderful. So, and she, they treat all kinds of birds, chickens, ducks, all kinds of birds. She specializes in birds. So, yeah, our girl's got a good, clean bill of health. So we're pretty happy.
Oh, I bet. That's a celebration in itself, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That clean bill of health, you know, that means so much. And then you're a great,
yeah,
mama, you know. You're a great mama to take care of them. They got to love you.
Well,
I can tell by the photos.
They'll get some treats when they get home. They'll get lots of yummies when we get back to the sanctuary.
Oh, that is awesome there, Shauna. You know, you're the great mom. And I can tell by the photos you take with them, they love you to death. I mean, it just shows how happy they are. Oh. And the closeness is there. And your heart is huge. for the animals that's been abused and neglected, their lives have changed for the better in the future. Now in your hands. There's no questions asked. They don't
Thank
have to
you.
Worry no more. Their lives have changed for the better. And they got to love it. And you got to feel, and all the volunteers, they got to feel good too about it. Because they know they went in the right direction. Maybe some of them
Definitely.
Had a real bad life, but it could get turned around, bringing the negative into the positive. It can be done. That's what we need
right.
more in this world, more positive than negative. Because we can make bring that negative into the positive. Don't take much. It takes teamwork. Changes.
Right.
And, you know, in order to see change, we got to take action. No questions asked. And that teamwork
but.
Matters so much. And making it better.
Well,
and I got a caller here, Shauna.
Okay.
Area code 724. You're live and on the air. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you? Thanks for calling
Hi,
in.
Diane.
I'm a former guest, Shauna, for We Love Pit Bulls. She's awesome. She's been on several times. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank the guest. I mean, what she's doing is just, it just warms my heart because we're so used to seeing so many bad things about our animals day in, day out. So it really uplifts you when there's something good going on.
Thank you.
And you, Shauna, you're the one that's doing that good.
Well, thank you very much for that, Diane. That warms my heart. So thank you very much.
Well, we have
yeah.
two warm hearts now.
We
but,
love
yeah,
those warm hearts.
You're doing great. Keep up the good work. I mean, you know, and you just, I think you're awesome.
Yes,
oh.
she is.
Well, great.
Yes, she
so,
is, definitely.
I don't really have any questions. I just kind of wanted to just tell her that, you know, and Debbie, you know, we see so much horrific things. And it's just awesome that someone like Shauna is doing what she's doing.
Yes, definitely. Positivity.
I want to thank her for that.
Yeah, and when you get a chance, visit her Facebook page, press like, and also her website. There are so many. Just go through the photos, and they're so heartwarming. I mean, it's such a great inspiration. She's a shining star for
the
farm animals. Definitely.
Great.
You know,
we need that.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a favorite farm animal, Diane?
Yeah, I kind of love cows, especially the little baby ones. I could just squeeze them.
Yes.
I just want to go and squeeze them and hug them.
Yes, I grew up with cows at the sanctuary as a kid, and I have to say I love them. I just love them,
mm-hmm.
and they have their own personalities, and they know their name, and they're just the sweetest. I've heard people call them grass puppies.
I have I live out in the country, and I have lots of woods and a creek and everything, and I have turkeys. I listen to them gobble all the time, goats, and chickens, and, of course, two dogs.
Do you have wild turkeys, or are they
they're wild. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're, and you know what? It is so funny because I have bird feeders out, and those mm-hmm. big turkeys walk up to there, and they eat out of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Next time I see him do that, I'm gonna have to get a picture and send it to you and Debbie.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes. I love seeing the wild turkeys. People, we have
mm-hmm.
them here in Oregon. mostly, not too much around my area, but more central Oregon or towards the gorge. And I just love when I'm driving through there, I look for them, and they kind of live under oak trees, grassy areas. And so I'm just thrilled when I see wild turkeys. And I wouldn't mind if a few decided to live in our forest at Wildwood. But and I believe there's some south of us towards Salem. I think there's some flocks that live down there too. So they're incredible. Like I was telling Debbie, turkeys are amazing, and just watching them, they're so gentle. And I hate Thanksgiving. I hate the whole thing about it. And I wish more people would find out how wonderful a bird they are. And they're so smart. And people will ask me, well, aren't turkeys dumb? Or they look up in the rain and they drown. And they're super, they're really, really smart and intelligent birds, and they're gentle, and they just want you to look at them. And we have some beautiful tawny turkeys. We have a new young turkey named Clover, and he's probably only about 6 months old, and so he's learning how to strut, and he just wants you to look at him and just show, and like, ooh and ah over him. They love attention and praise. And so, yeah, turkeys, I can go on about turkeys.
And I tell you what, the goats are cute too. I mean, I love it when they're out there doing their little bath. You know, it's so cute.
It has to be.
They remind me of dogs.
They all get along. Even with my dogs, they all get along.
Yes, I've always said I think goats are dogs reincarnated. Yeah, they're so sweet, and they see me, and they'll come running in the evening, come running down to the barn, and just playful and jumping, and we have these little play structures for them that they run and jump on and just have a great time.
That's got to be fun. I mean, so entertaining. It just, you know,
yes, that's the word. Yes.
Yep, entertaining. That's right there. And enjoy it, you know, spending time with them, just like pets.
Yes. It's better,
you know,
than
your
any,
own pets
at
home.
It's better than any TV show you can watch.
Right. I mean, you're right there, and right there in front and close to them, and them having a good time.
Like I said, it's better than any TV show you can watch.
Yes, there's always something. There's always drama in the barnyard, it's just, you could just sit down there, something's going on, and the animals become very bonded to each other. We have goats that are friends with turkeys, and we had a duck that was friends with a peacock, and so they pick their own friends, and they don't necessarily have to be the same species. And so it's interesting, if you just sit back and watch the goings on, it is like a TV show, and they have their different pecking orders, and they have this whole system down, and they're very routine. They like routine, but they enjoy each other's company of each species.
Yeah, they love to socialize and play and live in freedom, and that's wonderful. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's
And you know what? I'm probably going to sound, I'm going to go out on a limb here and sound silly, but I think they understand me because I talk to them all the time.
That's great.
All
I mean,
animals.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah,
they
love that.
Yeah, because the engines in the background of my mind, I'm thinking, these animals think I'm crazy.
No. They understand how your emotions
you.
And how you're speaking to them. So they understand.
They definitely do. Yeah. But you're wonderful for doing what you're doing, and I just wanted to personally thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane.
And you're welcome. I don't know if you're going to put the link, but I'd like the link if you could.
You mean to the website?
Yeah, to her, yeah.
Yeah, it's you know where it's at, Diane? And a big thank you for helping me to admin on Voices Care for Animals. But the pinned top post, the featured one, below that, I got all the links and stuff there. You know, the website, the Facebook page, right down there. So you can click it, and also on the promos that's going out, it's also on there. So either way, please check them out, because you'll see these photos of these farm animals, and it's going to bring a smile to your face. It's so uplifting.
Oh, and I'm going to share it in my group, too. All my groups, I'm going to share it.
Thank you. That's
that,
awesome.
Diana. Thank you. That means a lot. The animals thank you.
That's right. Because she's an admin on like how many groups now, Diana, 125 or something.
I would say 50 plus. And three pages, which is the one I'm also gonna share this to that page. It's a voice for all animals.
Oh yeah, okay.
So,
a voice for all animals.
Yeah, so I'll share
it
on there. That's my.
That's good. You said 50 plus pages. I'm calling her the Facebook Queen.
Oh my God, she has all those pages.
Yes, groups and everything, and,
you know,
and we love
it keeps
we
me,
love pit
it
bulls.
It keeps me hopping. Yes,
I bet it keeps you busy.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
I'm good, Dizzy. Oh, you're welcome.
The shining star for the animals, farm animals. That's wonderful.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
Wow. That's so, and this show has been so inspirational. And everyone, all the audience out there, check it out when you get a chance. The website and the Facebook page. You want to get lifted up, and it'll encourage you to go for other animals, you know. It'll encourage you. Hey, all animals should live like this. It'll wake you up. It'll open your eyes. You know, treat them with dignity and respect and see how comfortable they're living. I mean, it's just so wonderful pictures. Wow, Shauna, that's so encouraging.
Thank you. Well, we love when people comment on our post. You know, if you have any questions, if anybody has any questions on an animal that we post about, you know, you can message us on Instagram and Facebook, and or in the comments, let us know if you have any questions or anything like that, and you know, we'll get back to you on it. And so we love to have that interaction with people. I mean, yes, we can post photos of our animals, but we really want to interact with people on if they look cool, what they like, or they have any questions, or any, you know, they can message me or message any of our, you know, our staff, our volunteers. So we'd love to hear from you and share it.
Oh, that'd be great. And ladies, we're down to 2.5 minutes here. Shauna, we'll really thank you for coming back on air this evening, and we want to welcome you back again and again. And this is so wonderful. It's such a good feeling having all this positivity coming in, because the negative can be going to the positive when we make it happen. But I want to thank you, Diane, for calling in this evening, and thanks for all you do. We love pit bulls on Facebook group, everyone. There's like 81,000 members in there. And she's also admin on the Voices Care for Animals support group. And thank you all. You shout out to all the admins that's helping me out, because I can't always be there. Big shout out to my mother, Pat, a.k.a. Moose. She's listening tonight. And love her to death. Thank you for all your support, Mom. You call her Moose, but she don't look like a moose. Another name for Mom. She's probably laughing right now because she's listening. But
I'm happy to be back on your show. It's been great, Debbie. Thank you so much.
It's always great. It's wonderful.
Anytime.
Oh, thank you so much, you know. And Diana, thank you for calling in. And audience out there, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you join next week at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Got Scott Bexfield coming back from Animal World Action. Talk about the wild horses and burros situation. Hope you tune in and get the word out, because this wild horse, it's something else. We got to help them out bad, because they're getting sent to, you know, slaughter, and shipped to Mexico and Canada for human consumption. So we got to do something fast here. We got to take action, and we need a lot. We need a village, okay? So thank you all for tuning in. Hope you tune in next week. Keep sharing these shows. Keep spreading the word. And have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Be safe and enjoy and try to take some me time. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and hope you come in next week. Feel free to call in. May God bless you all. Good night, Shauna.
Thank
good night,
you.
Diana.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Ball in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect of broken land. Good night, everyone.